This is program number LW2740. Well, it was the first school ever started by animals. Hi, this is Larry West. They were concerned about their general welfare. Let me tell you about them today. They decided their curriculum was going to include swimming, running, climbing, and flying. Well, the duck, who was already an excellent swimmer, decided he was lacking in other areas, so he majored in climbing, running, and flying, much to the detriment of his swimming. The rabbit, a superior runner, was forced to spend so much time in other classes that he soon lost much of his famous speed. The squirrel, who had rated excellent as a climber, dropped to barely passing because his instructors spent hours trying to teach him to swim and fly. The eagle, greatly disciplined in his ability to soar in the sky, you know, up past the treetops, had been told that he had to learn how to climb. So when the semester was over, everybody flunked out. The moral? If you're a duck, swim. If you're a rabbit, run. If you're a squirrel, climb. If you're an eagle, fly. Be yourself. Don't let anyone else or anything else talk you into trying to be something that you're not. Be yourself, and be it to the best of your ability. Have you been to the bookstore lately, or to the library? Look at the books. It seems the best sellers written these days are the ones on the power of manipulation, you know, with suggestions on how to control other people. But I'll tell you, in spite of those books, there's a surge these days in people getting ahead as a result of their just being themselves. They are, as one writer says in a recent issue of Reader's Digest, they are authentic people. What I mean is, they are the people who are genuine, who are instinctively honest. They have a sense of direction. They know who they are. They know what they are. They know where they came from. They know why they're here. They know where they're going. They're not a duck in eagle's clothing, nor the vice versa either. Ever heard of Joe DiMaggio? He was, I guess you could say, an eagle in duck's clothing. Or at least that's what his dad tried to make him wear. You see, when Joe DiMaggio was just a little boy, his dad called him, now you may not believe this, but it is true, his dad called him a good-for-nothing. You see, Joe came from a family of fishermen. For 300 years, the men in his family had been fishermen in Sicily. All his brothers were fishermen. Problem was, Joe detested fishing. I mean, he hated it. Fishing made him sick, literally sick. The rocking of the boat, the smell of fish made him sick. But Joe's daddy couldn't understand that. I mean, if fishing was good enough for the family, it was good enough for Joe. But because Joe didn't want to fish, he was, well, as his dad put it, he was simply a good-for-nothing. When Joe finally decided later in life to cast off his duck's clothing and become an eagle instead, the eagle that he really was, he ended up in baseball's Hall of Fame. That's my challenge for you today. Be yourself. Don't feel guilty when you're not able to be what others want you to be, when you're not able to do what others can do themselves. Be yourself. Just be yourself. And be it to the best of your ability. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says each man should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else. For each man should carry his own load. Let me read that again. It came right out of the pages of the Bible. The Bible says, each man should test his own actions. Then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to somebody else. For each man should carry his own load. So today, if you're a duck, swim. If you're a rabbit, run. If you're a squirrel, climb. If you're an eagle, fly. Be yourself. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. I'd love to send it to you. It's called For God So Loved You. It's short. It's colorful. It's slick. It's beautiful. It's free. It's interesting. It's yours. If you'll just write me, ask for it. Write me in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.